Death of a Child. In a letter to Elder and Mrs. S.N. Haskell, Ellen White speaks of the death of her great-grandchild. I have written many pages today. This morning I received a letter from Mabel Workman, her granddaughter. About 2 weeks ago she gave birth to a 10-pound boy, but the little one died 2 days after his birth. Mabel has passed through a severe experience, but we are thankful that her life has been spared. Both father and mother have felt the trial severely, but they have accepted it as Christians should. Mabel's husband has proved himself to be a true Christian in this time of affliction, and the Lord has sustained them both. They feel that had they not had Mrs. Kress with them at the time, Mabel also might have lost her life. I feel thankful that Sister Kress could be with them, for she has great tact and skill. Had the mother's life been taken, all would have felt the affliction keenly. We have been very anxious regarding Mabel for 2 weeks, for until today no word had come to us since the telegram telling of the death of the baby. I thank the Lord that Mabel's life has been spared, and I pray that she may live to be a blessing in the cause of God. Mrs. A.H. Robinson was an old friend in Michigan. Ellen White wrote to her immediately upon receiving news of the death of her child, sharing her own experience in the deaths of two of her sons. My dear Sister Robinson, I have just received my American mail. My secretary has read me my letters, many of which are of a very interesting character. I will answer your letter first. As you relate your experience in the death of your child, and how you bowed in prayer, submitting your will to the will of your Heavenly Father, leaving the matter with Him, my mother heart is touched. I have passed through an experience similar to the experience through which you have just passed. When my eldest son was 16 years old, he was stricken down in sickness. His case was considered critical, and he called us to his bedside, and said, "Father, Mother, it will be hard for you to part with your eldest son. If the Lord sees fit to spare my life, for your sake I will be pleased. If it is for my good and His name's glory for my life to close now, I will say, it is well with my soul. Father, go by yourself, and Mother, go by yourself, and pray. Then you will receive an answer according to the will of my Savior, whom you love and I love." He was afraid that if we should bow together, our sympathies would strengthen, and we would ask for that which it would not be best for the Lord to grant. We did as he requested, and our prayers were similar in every point to the prayers you offered. We received no evidence that our son would recover. He died, putting his full trust in Jesus our Savior. His death was a great blow to us, but it was a victory even in death, for his life was hid with Christ in God. Before the death of my eldest boy, my babe was sick unto death. We prayed, and thought that the Lord would spare us our darling. But we closed his eyes in death, and laid him away to rest in Jesus, until the life-giver shall come to awaken his precious loved ones to a glorious immortality. But the Lord has been my counselor, and the Lord will give you grace to bear your bereavement. You inquire in regard to your little one being saved. Christ's words are your answer: "Suffer little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God." Remember the prophecy, "Thus saith the Lord, a voice was heard in Ramah, lamentation, and bitter weeping, Rachel weeping for her children refused to be comforted. Thus saith the Lord, refrain thy voice from weeping, and thine eyes from tears, for thy work shall be rewarded, saith the Lord, and they shall come again from the land of the enemy. And there is hope in thine end, saith the Lord, that thy children shall come again to thine own border. This promise is yours. You may be comforted and trust in the Lord. The Lord has often instructed me that many little ones are to be laid away before the time of trouble. We shall see our children again. We shall meet them and know them in the heavenly courts. Put your trust in the Lord, and be not afraid.